doesn't see why they do that, but feed them a little shell corn every day, and they'll do more grazing on the grass.
Oh, they will.
Yeah. I don't know whether that gives them something to digest with or why, but they'll just eat more grass if you feed them a little bit. Of course, they're healthy and stronger to work all that. But you've got to have, you got to keep where they have plenty of water all the time. Goose got to have water, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't just run. I dug several little ponds on my shovel out in the field where the water would collect when it rained from down there. And I had a seep up there in the field that always seeped a little water. And I dig that hole out when I had them up there. And then I had a well out here in the yard. And I had the fence fixed where they'd come to the well and get water when they need it, you see. And they'd come for water several times during the day.
See. Let's see, when it came to harvesting the hay, you cut it and then you raked it.
Let it fall down on the ground, let it lay there. Now this reefer, you could rake it up late in the evening after you cut it in the morning if there wasn't too much dew, and bale it the next day, you see, get it raked up.
Mm-hmm.
That reefer is bad if it dries too much that the leaves will fall off and leave you nothing but the stem, you see. And you've got to bale it on schedule if it turns out like it should, you see. Especially the first cutting, when it's tender that way, if it's sunshine too much, it'll just dry out in a little while, you see. And you rake it up then in windrows. You take them big old wide rake and two mules to it and go right down across the field any way you want to and rake it and dump it there so it'll rip me in rows like that, you see. And then if your baler will come straddle that row and just come down, pick it up, bale it, you see. But if you got the old wagon, then you just drive along to the side of your wagon, throw them away.
Did you ever store it outside, or did you?
No, I built, as I told you this morning, I built a barn out of the old house out over there, and I built a big heavy loft up to it to put the hay up there, you see. I knew they'd stack hay out that way. Now, I noticed up in Perea around Stargo a long time ago, they just stack it up and leave it out in the field for a long time before they go back and bale it. Johnson grace. I don't know how come, but I never did. I always
how do they stack it?
They stacked it in stacks about as high as a man's head and smoothed it down so the water run down, it wouldn't get wet on.
Mm-hmm. Like sugar or cream?
No, thank you.
Just black coffee.
Black, yes. In fact, when we mentioned black coffee, I'll ask her when she gets back. When we mentioned black coffee, that's one of the questions. How did people used to say that they take their coffee if they didn't use sugar and cream? Do you happen to remember? Did you ever hear of barefoot coffee?
No, about all I remember back when I was a kid, all the old folks just drank coffee.
I see.
No sugar and cream, just coffee.
I see. Somebody told me that they used to say, no, I don't want any sugar or any cream. I just drink it barefoot.
Well, that means just coffee, I guess.
No, that's right. Uh-huh. So I'll say, yes, I'll just take mine barefoot.
Well, we didn't drink coffee, neither one of us, for about 20, 30 years ago, about 1940, I guess it was. I got started drinking it, and his waist. Is that thing going and me talking?
Yeah.
It's fine. It teaches something about food.
I won't say more. Finally, Martin got to drinking it, little you know, and just drank it for breakfast now. Time of coffee, and we're trying to cut out on our meals. This cold weather, not eat too much, you know, and have a little snack and coffee.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's hard to start the day out without a coffee, I think.
I do too. And then I want a couple of about 2 or 3 o'clock.
Let's see. did you say did they ever stick a pole down?
Yeah. A lot of folks did that. I said I didn't too. Before I got the barn built the first year, I got to meet someone out, put a pole in the ground and stacked that.